After assessments carried out by the country's emergency services, due to high water on several main roads and other infrastructure challenges, there are extremely dangerous conditions, along with mudslides and debris, that have warranted a national curfew for public safety. I also informed the community that the airport and port will remain in operation. Taxis and tour buses are allowed to operate to take tourists to their destination. This could be airport, port, or hotel. Persons that prove they have to pick up someone at the airport will be allowed to pass the road checkpoints. This curfew will be in effect as of 12 p.m. on Saturday, November 8th, until further notice. And as a reminder, all businesses must have closed already or close as soon as possible. And motorists are advised to stay off the road and remain out of harm's way. The following categories are exempted from the curfew: government personnel, personnel of crucial companies and organizations, such as the harbor, airport, which include airline personnel, NVGEBE, Telem Group, UTS, St. Martin Cable TV, WTN-TV, St. Martin Medical Center, the Sea Rescue Foundation, Senitel, Red Cross, WIMA, WIMS, and the White and Yellow Cross. All of the above are to use their own pass to go to their place of work and return home. Contractors and subcontractors and their staff hired by the Ministry of Vromi. Transportation passes for hotel staff. Business owners and members of vital organizations to assess possible damage to their property. These entities will have to show their hurricane pass at police and military checkpoints. Due to the extent of the torrential rainfall throughout the country, all motorists must be off the roadways by 12 p.m. as the curfew will go into effect for Dutch St. Martin. As stated, this curfew has been initiated to allow emergency services and cleanup crews free access to carry out the work that is necessary to address the current situation caused by the flooding. Pedestrians are advised to stay out of the flood waters, which could be contaminated and could be harmful to one's health. There could also be hidden debris under the water. Please also avoid hillside areas due to the threat of mud and rock falls. And weather conditions are expected to remain the same for the time being. Your cooperation, that of the entire community of St. Martin, is required here. And police and military will be out to enforce the curfew. There will be another update at 6 p.m. And until that time, I implore you to keep safe and follow the orders as given. Thank you. God bless.